Hi guys, welcome back to another podcast episode. Today I'm going to be sharing my very best blogging tips for beginners. When I first started blogging, I wish I had a guide from a blogging expert that ran through all of her best blogging tips for beginners, from mindset tips to how to niche down, how to manage your time, from starting an email list, you know, all that. These are all the best blogging tips that we'll be discussing today in this episode. Blogging as a beginner can be a little confusing, definitely frustrating, and so overwhelming, right? It would definitely be a lot easier if we knew from the beginning what the best blogging tips for beginners were. Am I right? So let's dive in. Okay, so the 13 blogging tips for beginners. So number one is blogging is a business. So I made a lot of mistakes when I started blogging. I spent hours and hours trying to make affiliate sales and ad income, and I stressed myself out trying to post 3 times per week, just like the experts, quote unquote, tell you. So do you know what happened? I became really overwhelmed following this outdated advice, and it wasn't even helping me grow my blog. But then I realized that all of these blog tips completely overlooked the importance of business models and sales strategies. So I created a business model, a business plan, and overall a business strategy for what I called my blogging business. And then I started separating the blogging strategies that really work from the ones that are a big fat waste of precious time. Combining business and blogging strategies helped me go from making $200 in 1 month to over $5,000. Now I share all of my blogging business strategies so my students can do the same thing in their own business. During that time of learning how to blog and what strategies worked for me, I quickly learned that there was a huge difference between blogger and blogging business owner, which is why I wanted to create this podcast episode to teach you the difference as well. So a blogger is someone who is blogging as a hobby. They might write blog posts, drive traffic from Pinterest, have a small email list, and maybe even an Instagram. A blogger may want to make money from blogging, but they just don't know how, you know. They follow what the experts, quote unquote, say, and just write blog posts, insert affiliate links, pop a million ads on their site, and then sit back and try to make money. They dream of making so many affiliate sales and ad income, but what they don't realize is that they need a lot of blog traffic every month to make even just a little bit of money. What bloggers don't realize is that the blog traffic that they need might not be realistic for them as a new blogger. You're not going to be making thousands and thousands of blog traffic. Like, you're not going to bring thousands of blog traffic into your blog when you're a beginner. It's just not realistic. And that's what you need for affiliate income and ad income. But what you want to do is you want to become a blogging business owner. A blogging business owner is someone who is blogging because they are passionate about it, mainly because they want to do this as a full-time job. A blogging business owner does the following. They write blog posts that are intentionally targeted to their ideal reader. They create products that solve their ideal reader's problem. They use funnels to make passive income. They provide a service. They focus on strategy. They hold webinars, challenges, and do launch events. They do live launching of products and offers to an audience. They write sales emails. I mean, I can go on and on and on about what a blogging business owner does. A blogging business owner is someone who is super serious about making money for their blogging business. A blogging business owner also has the drive to learn and grow. They don't just sit around and wait for things to magically take off for them because they know that this just won't happen. A blogging business owner takes action first. So what one do you want to be? My best advice is that you become a blogging business owner. So the second best blogging tip that I have for you is that it's not about you at all. Like, blogging is not about you. You might start a blog and write about how you walked your dog this morning and what you're struggling with and write all about you. And then you wonder why the heck no one is reading your blog. In order to get people to read your blog posts, you need to write posts about things that help them. If there is nothing in it for them, they will never read your blog posts. So let me give you an example. If I wrote this blog post, a life update, we're building a house, you think any stranger that comes to my blog for the very first time will read it? Probably not, because they don't care, in all honesty. In fact, my blog post that I wrote in the past about what comes next for Boss Lady Bloggers has the lowest read rate ever, because it doesn't give anybody value. But my blog post, How to Make Money Blogging, is the most popular blog post on the blog. Do you know why? Because it's so valuable to my ideal blog readers. That's what my audience wants to read, and that's the sort of content that a huge amount of people want to read. So when you decide on a blogging niche, you have to think to yourself, how can you serve your ideal blog reader? What can you educate them on? Start your blog post with not about you, but how you can help them. And here's a little reminder. Every successful business solves a problem their ideal audience has. Okay, so next we are doing step number 3, choose a niche. Defining your blogging niche is extremely important to find. Before you even build your website, you should already have identified and honed in on one blogging niche. Here's why. It lowers the competition. Finding your blogging niche will allow you to stand out in a sea of other bloggers writing about the same thing as you. To be successful in blogging, you want to be as unique as possible in all aspects of your blog, especially in your blog content, and honing in on one specific detailed niche can help you do that. For an example, a lot of bloggers are writing about traveling these days, but if you get more specific and instead write about traveling, you can write about what it's like to travel with a loved one, a friend, or by yourself. You would stand out a lot more if you were only to blog about traveling like everyone else's. Your blogging niche is also a way to speak to one person, one customer, one ideal client, and this is very important to know who that person you will be talking to will be before you start writing content. So ask yourself these questions. Who do I want to read my blog? Who will my valuable blog content serve? Who do I want to buy my products? Who do I want as a client? Defining your blogging niche will also help you rank higher in search engines, and it'll also help you write about content that you think your ideal reader is searching for, which is key to ranking higher in Google. Google loves niche blogs. Think of it like this. It is also better to have 100 people who love your blog, love you and the content that you have, other than 5,000 people who don't really like it at all. It doesn't matter if you have tons of people coming to your blog or not. If the right people are not reading your content because it's all over the place with so many different blogging niches, then you will never be able to build the engaged, passionate community you need for a successful blog. My number 4 tip is mindset plays a huge part. This is the best blogging tip that I can give you. The only thing that can stand in your way of becoming a successful blogger is your own mindset, literally nothing else. This is why mindset work is crucial for blogging. How you go into your day and the thoughts that you have about your ability to make it with your new blog is everything. If you can learn to master your mindset as a new blogger, you've won half, dare I say, whole battle. Mindset is truly everything. Things are bound to get hard and challenging as a new blogger. Heck, they are from the beginning. Life is 50-50 and it's supposed to be that way. We wouldn't know what success felt like if we didn't experience failures along the way. By failing, we grow and evolve, and that's the whole purpose of living. Most people don't keep going. They give up when things get hard, and therefore, they don't turn their blogs into booming businesses. You have to be willing to get uncomfortable and do the hard things. This is all about how you manage your mindset. You need to develop a growth mindset if you want to have a successful blog. If you start getting negative when challenging times come, you're bound to quit on your blog. Only the people who work daily on their mindset and never give up are the ones who truly reach success. Another tip for my best list of blogging tips for beginners is building an email list from the start. The main reasons why growing an email list is so crucially important is because it's yours. You own it and you don't have any competition trying to tear you down like beating algorithms. An email list will also have a way higher engagement rate than social media will. More people will open your emails and click on your links than if they would if you posted something on social media. Instagram doesn't even show half your posts to you, your readers. Did you know that? You also need to think about your ideal email list like this. Your email list is full of people who raised their hand and chose to receive emails from you. They're interested in you and your content. Remember when Instagram and Facebook were like down for like 7 hours a few months ago or a few weeks ago? I don't even know. A ton of bloggers were so stressed thinking that they had lost a way to market their blog, but I was not. You know why? Because I have lots and lots of subscribers on my email list to market to. So how do you start an email list and how can you grow this wonderful community of readers that I'm talking about? The first thing that you need to do is decide on an email management platform. There are free ones out there like MailChimp, but girl, let me tell you, MailChimp sucks. It's so hard to understand and get the hang of it for beginner bloggers, but if you honestly don't have a budget for a paid one, then you can stick with MailChimp for now. But my absolute favorite email list platform to grow my personal email list is Flowdesk. Flowdesk is absolutely amazing because they have the most beautifully created email templates that are already done for you, stunning colors, and it's extremely easy for a beginner to understand. The regular price for Flowdesk is $38 a month, but if you use my link, you can get it for $19 a month. Unfortunately, this will be expiring on November 2nd of 2021. So you have to lock in the deal today if you want it. Like this is being filmed on October 30th. So a couple more days and this $19 a month will be over. Honestly, I think the $38 a month is still worth it for Flowdesk because it's so amazing. It really will be still worth it. So how do you even get email list subscribers? The main way to grow an email list is to give your ideal reader value by creating freebies, putting subscriber forms on your website, within your blog posts, whatever. And then people, if they want that freebie, they can sign up to it and get on your email list. You could do workbooks, ebooks, printables, and downloads. You could do quizzes. You could do discounts. There's so many ways that you can get people to sign up to your email list. So the sixth tip that I have for you is to focus on professional branding. Branding is all about how you make your website visitors feel when you go onto their site. This helps you stand out. This helps you create consistent experience. And this helps you build a brand recognition. And it also sparks a connection with your readers. Branding is so, so, so important. But I will have to tell you more about that in another podcast. So number seven is managing your time. Managing your time as a blogger is another good blogging tip in this list of blogging tips for beginners. It's time to get really good at planning and turn into that planning queen that I was referring to earlier. It's simple. You plan for the results that you want to produce. Always stay focused on results and your end goal, not the activity. For example, do not write in your calendar or planner that you're going to be working on your blog from 6 to 8. Write down the exact results that you expect to produce in that time frame. Be specific as you can. This will trick your brain into focus and production mode. Number 8, consistency is key, and it's really true. You will only become a successful blogger if you can stay consistent, which is why I love using theme days to plan out my week. So this could look like Sunday is your Pinterest day, Monday your email list day, Tuesday is your Instagram day, Wednesday is your blog post writing, Friday is creation day, Saturday you could like promote like crazy or work on your SEO or whatever. So each day is designed to give you only one task to focus on instead of cramming it all into one day. So number 9 is to be in it for the long term game. I said turn. Listen, blogging is a long term game. If you aren't ready to hustle your booty off for a while to grow your blog, then do not get into blogging. You have to be patient. You have to fall in love with the slow growth. I don't care what these gurus say about how they quote unquote grew their blog in just 1 month, because it's just ain't possible. It takes time, dedication, investing, consistency, learning, implementing. I can't talk. Implementing, failing over and over, getting back up again, focusing on building a growth mindset for success, and so much more. Be prepared to dedicate at least 1 year to growing your blog, and please don't get frustrated. I know it's hard, but it takes time. If you want to make your blog a success, I highly recommend investing in blogging courses, a blogging coach, and maybe even a business mindset coach. Fall in love with the process of growing your blog every single day and have so much fun with it. So number 10 is invest. Did you know that 95% of blogs will never make their first $1? It's discouraging? No, here is why. Most people who blog try to go at it alone. They have no idea that in order to be successful, they need a little helping hand. Honestly, I don't know one successful money-making blogger who did it on their own. They hired a blog coach, they invested in blogging courses, and they had a support group. They also worked on their blog for years. You're probably thinking, wow, Jen, you're saying that I have to invest money that I don't have and work on it for years before I even see an income from my blog? No way. But what you need to do is have the right tools, strategies, and frameworks so you can scale fast. For an example, I just started blog coaching with a client of mine, and within two calls with me, she already booked her first client. And another blog coaching student of mine sold 23 ebooks to her audience already, and it's only been a couple weeks. You may not think that you have the knowledge right now, but if you grab someone's hand who has years in this industry and invested $20,000 in their blogging business, then you will definitely make money faster than if you did it alone. If you want to book a free blog coaching call with me, check the podcast notes below. And you can book the free coaching call with me there and get more information on it. So number 11 is use one strategy. A big mistake that I see new bloggers making is they use strategies they found from 27 different blog posts and freebies and wonder why it doesn't work out. Listen, your girl is all about free stuff. However, those blog posts that you read for information are 1, outdated, 2, only give you not even 1/4 of the knowledge that you actually need to learn and build a successful blog. Actually, I would say like 1/8. Plus, this is highly overwhelming. How do you even remember what to learn by reading all of those articles? This just isn't a good strategy at all. Most blog posts may look like they are from 2021, but that's just because bloggers update their post dates a lot for SEO and longevity of the post. I literally have read so many blog posts this week about blogging, and almost every article I read, they all have bad advice. They don't give you what you truly need. So what do you need? You need updated strategies, updated frameworks, and step-by-step updated learning plan. Like, hello, it's 2021, not 2015 anymore. So number 12, and the final tip that I have for you, is to learn from the right expert. You need to learn from someone who has the results that you want in your life. That is the number one piece of advice that I can give you. You can attempt to learn everything there is to know about blogging for free online, or you can pick one teacher or coach who already has the results that you want for your blog and duplicate their strategies to get those same results. And this is what I did. I invested in a blogging coach who has the same results that I wanted. No one else. This is why I'm so passionate about teaching other Boss Lady bloggers how to start blogs through my one-on-one blog coaching program. I speak directly to females who want to start profitable blogs that empower. I know the strategies because I've used them myself for my own blog and have had success for them, and so have my clients. You can learn more about my one-on-one blog coaching program or book a free blog coaching call with me down in the podcast notes. So before you go, as you can see, I have several blogging tips for beginners under my belt. I may even write a blog post or a podcast episode that has more tips than this one does. Reminder, you can absolutely do this. I am in no way special. If I can start a successful online blogging business from scratch, so can you. So I believe in you. Until next time, bye-bye. Hey there, blogging lady. Are you interested in starting a blog but don't know where to begin? Do you want to learn how to launch a successful blog that can generate an income and make an impact on your readers? Then my new course on launching your blog is perfect for you. In the Blog Launch Lab, you'll learn everything there is to know about launching a successful blog, from choosing your niche and setting up your website to design a beautiful standout brand. And you'll learn how to write the best blog content that makes your readers want to binge your blog and keep coming back for more. As a blog coach with years of experience, I've learned what it takes to succeed in this industry, and I'm excited to share my knowledge with you. I even include a lesson on blogging mindset so that you can overcome your fears of starting a successful blog. Enrollment is now open, so don't wait any longer to start your blogging journey. Sign up now and join me in creating a successful blog that can make a difference in the world. It's currently $500 off and I have limited spots. Click the link below in the show notes or go to www.bosslitybloggers.com/theBlogLaunchLab to enroll now. I'll see you inside.